Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection.
A continuation of Chapter 9 of the Spiritual Combat, another method to prevent deception of the understanding. As a feint, the devil inflates their imagination in moments of prayer, suggesting elevated sentiments. He works particularly on those who are curious and discerning by nature, who are subject to self-conceit, and are fond of their own schemes. His aim, of course, is to amuse them with idle dreams and the sensible pleasure they afford, so that drugged with a false sense of appreciation of God, they may forget to cleanse their hearts, to examine themselves, and to practice mortification. In this way, they become inflated with pride, and they idolize their own understanding. Having become accustomed to consult no one but themselves, they are finally persuaded that they no longer need the advice or assistance of others. It is a deadly, an almost incurable disease. It is much more difficult to remedy pride of the understanding than that of the heart. As soon as pride of the heart is discovered by the intelligence, it can be removed by a voluntary submission to proper authorities. But if a person imagines and persist in maintaining that he is wiser than his superiors, how will his deception be shattered? How will he discover his error? To whose judgment will he submit so long as he considers himself wiser than the rest of the world? If the understanding, the searchlight of the soul, which alone can discover and rectify the vanity of the heart, is itself blinded and swollen with pride, who is able to cure it? If the light changes to darkness, if the leader is treacherous, what will happen to the rest? Be on guard, therefore, against such a fatal attack. Never let it overwhelm your minds. You must train yourselves to conform to the judgment of others, without carrying our notions of spirituality too high. Let us become enamored with the folly and simplicity recommended so highly by the Apostle. Then shall we surpass Solomon himself in wisdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we have to keep in mind for Father Scupoli that there are two higher faculties of the soul, or powers of the soul, the understanding and the will. And just as you distinguish the power of eyesight by an act of seeing from the power of hearing by an act of hearing, so you can distinguish the understanding by its distinct activity, the knowing of truth, the grasping of the connection of things, from the power we have to choose, to will, to love. And so tonight, when he talks about the understanding as the searchlight of the soul, that can alone discover and rectify the vanity of the heart, he's talking about the importance of the understanding or the intellect in the guidance of our life, For Father Scupoli, we cannot love or choose what we don't know. And so if there enters into the intellect or the understanding, a kind of blindness, or here he calls it a pride of the intellect, in which we think we know more than anyone else and that no one can teach us, even our superiors can't teach us. He says, this is a terrible situation to be in. See, you can have pride in the will, and pride in the will is normally what we mean by pride. It's wanting things that are beyond you. An inordinate desire for one's own excellence. But pride of the intellect is even more damaging, because who can rectify that? If you won't submit to anyone else, if you think you're wiser than the world, then your will follow that judgment. And there's no one that can set you straight, because anyone who would try to set you straight, you'll just say, well, you don't know as much. I know the truth. And how do we avoid that? We train ourselves to be in conformity with the judgment of others. We train ourselves to conform our judgment to that of others. We don't assume that we know everything. And then he says, if we do that, we're really wise. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.